Well, hello and welcome to Inedible Weekend. Welcome to the Black Friday weekend. Guys, welcome to Angler News SA. I'm your host, Vanessa Grimm, and we have one amazing show lined up for you. Because guys, KZN on all fronts has been absolutely epic, especially on that offshore side. And you know what? If you are a rock and surf angler, well, get out to the stores, get out to the Kingfisher, because there's some amazing deals out there, and go and get kitted out for this summer. Because guys, we know this week was absolutely cooking, but it was not just the weather, it was also the fishing, guys. It was cooking, it was smoking, it was crazy, it was wild. Those were the words from my reporters this week, and we are so excited to bring you the show because, wow, the fishing has been truly remarkable. Now let's get into it. But before we do, guys, Kingfisher, 20% off everything except your Shimano reels. That's less 15%. But guys, they're having their Black Friday special. They are at all their branches. These are the branches where you can go and get these deals from.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
That's right, guys. It is Black Friday at the Kingfisher. Like I said, 20% off absolutely everything except the Shimano rods and reels. But hey, you can still score those at less 15. But this also excludes bait and items that are already on special. Now, these branches are open from 8 till 5 Thursday and Friday, Saturday till 1, Sunday till 1, and these are all their branches. Their specials are already on. Their Black Friday specials have started on Thursday, so make your way down there, get on there, and get kitted out, because, guys, you are going to need it. No matter what facet you are fishing on, KZN is getting better and better each week. I absolutely love it. What a great time to be alive. Now, let's get into this week's fishing report, starting off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam. He is talking about all of that inedible action. In fact, certain lines off his conversation to me this week was, don't even bother carrying edible tackle. It's only those flashies that are around. Guys, this is Adam's report of what's going on from Port Edward right down to Port Shepstone.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. Guys, I really, truly hope that everyone has been keeping hydrated and cool with this heat wave we've had. I mean, it's been absolutely insane. And we know it's Black Friday weekend, so everyone's going to be hot under the collar, you know. So please, guys, just stay hydrated, stay cool in this heat wave, and especially with this Black Friday. You know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not, it's not, guys. So let's just keep that in mind. We don't want anglers punching other anglers over rods. Please, guys, let's just keep it tidy for this upcoming special. But just saying that, though, moving into the fishing, Vinesh, it's been absolutely insane down on the South Coast. I mean, talk about the non-ed action. I mean, we've just had so many, you know, topsy-turvy days down here in terms of the fishing. You know, one week it's bang on with the eds, and I mean, you can just catch any edible species you wish. And then the next week, all of a sudden, the non-eds have moved in and they have taken over. The bullies, the bouncers have moved in, and everything's moved out basically at this stage, except for the eels and a few other tobies and stuff that are still hanging around. But yeah, it's definitely a non-ed showing. So we've had obviously a bit of a later season, as you all know, but I would say we are definitely full swing. We are in the thick of it at this stage, Vinesh. We've had so many non-eds coming out. It's been absolutely insane. And all our local deep water spots have definitely been producing, you know, and I'm talking from really, really big sandies, a lot of small sort of small to maybe a little bit bigger than small size hammers, you know, your sort of rats and mice size, sort of size, swim bait size, a lot of them coming out, a lot of lessers. So that's been really good. We've also had a few skates and a couple of raggies, a few greys, very big eels, I must say there. Excuse me, Akshay. And we've also had some mako sharks. So really nice to see a sort of broad spectrum of non-eds. But definitely those non-eds have been the ones stealing the show with, I would say, pretty much your smaller hammers, your smaller greys, and your sandies and your lessers definitely taking the pick of the bunch there. So yeah, if you want to get a pull from a non-ed, head to the South Coast. It's definitely happening here. I see that it's happening all over the show at the moment, even up North Coast. So you can pretty much pick anywhere on our KZN coastline right now at this stage. Go and throw a bait of choice, and I'll get to that. Throw your bait of choice and literally catch a non-ed. It's literally insane. So yeah, talking about the edible fish though, it's definitely in a bit more quiet in that sort of front. You know, they're definitely taking a bit of a backseat. Obviously, a lot of these smaller hammers and greys and stuff have moved in into the bricks. You know, these sort of eds have sort of maybe found a small hole or somewhere to go and hide, or they've head out a bit deeper. So we've only had some sort of notable catches, with Darby catching a good sized catface recently. We've got Rainier shooting a Garrick. We've had a few bullies catching the odd bronzy here and there, and also a couple of Garrick off Margaret Pier. There are still a few bus sized cob though popping up at Sandspit with a few smaller fellows off the bricks, but not in great numbers, Ovinesh, as we've had in the prior days, as mentioned earlier. So as I was saying, the non-heads have definitely moved in, and especially the deep water spots. But look, the eds have taken flight in certain areas, so look, rock fishing is definitely taking a bit of a backseat. But you know, you might still get your odd ed here and there, but it's definitely not going to be something I am going to bank on or put money on, Vinesh. That is for sure. Now moving over to the bait quickly. Sada has been the choice of bait for those eds, those non-eds, excuse me. You know, if you can get your hands on them, I mean, that is literally finding gold at the end of the rainbow at this stage. Otherwise, some bonnies or some mackerel will do the trick. But again, as I was saying prior to this, I had a customer recently this week that caught himself a lesser on a bronzy trace with a prawn bait. Fishing for bronzies with a prawn bait, caught himself a lesser. So, look, I really don't know. It's kind of like when the shad think you can throw anything in the water and you're going to catch a shad. It's kind of like that at this stage with the non-eds. You know, you could probably throw yourself a chicken liver fishing for barbel, you know, in the Vol Dam. You could throw that exact same trace, maybe just with a bit of wire, though, you know, into the ocean at this stage and probably catch yourself a non-ed. It's just insane. So it's really been good. But moving into the weather for the weekend, Vinesh, Friday, we've got a bit of a northeast in the morning with a 20k-hour wind gusting to around 40 in the late afternoon when the southwest blows. It does, however, drop Saturday into Sunday as we have a predominant southeast to an easterly wind for Sunday from around 8Ks to 20 on the gusting side. A 1.8 meter swell at around 12 seconds for Friday, dropping down to 1.4 at around 6 to 10 seconds for Saturday and Sunday, respectfully. The water is still sitting though a little bit on the warmish side at around 22 degrees for most of the weekend. So it is a bit fairly warm, definitely nice for swimming if anybody's coming down to the South Coast. But otherwise, guys, tight lines, let's see those catches, and I hope it's a good weekend.
Thank you, Adam. Yes, my friend, it is going to be an epic weekend. I know you've been really busy in your store with some Black Friday deals, so I doubt I'm going to talk to you soon, but I will be in your area, and hopefully we can meet up on the beach and have a fish together. Now let's move on down to Warner Beach at Benson Tolte, where we are with Gary, where things are just as exciting. Guys, this is Gary's report of what's been going on in Warner Beach and Benson Tolte.
Evening, chaps. This is Gary from Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good evening to you all. Yeah, and we've had very nice seas. Just prior to that, we had a thunderstorm here the one evening in the week and pushed a lot of brown water down. Although the sea's been so good, it's just a pity that really chocolatey water has been along the stretch after that, because there were a couple of sort of 30 kilo sandies. Skates, a couple of rays, stumpy here and there. Yeah, and that the water is very cold. I was on the beach yesterday afternoon. Very cold. There's good water, and you know, ginger bearish. If you can get out of that chocolate, depending which way the wind is blowing, of course, let's get out of the chocolate. But all I got was getting was those little hammers that seem to have pulled into the area, those little scalloped hammers, I suppose. See, maybe 2 kilos if you're lucky. And a couple of other little rats and mice, but not a decent pull that I have. Yeah, so the water was cold though, eh? Sort of a bit of porpoise activity seems to be going south. One or two whales going, also going back. But that's the sort of state of affairs at the moment. There have, you know, around the rocks there's some, well, a couple of shad biting small ones, you know, that are grabbing the bait. The guys, not really fishing for them. But so that's the state of affairs. We'll just have to wait for this very cold water and chocolatey water to move. We've just got to sort of work with the wind, you know. If the wind blows from the river mouth, then you know it's going to be bad. But if you can fish, you know, south of the river, then, trying to say. But let's just see what happens in the week ahead. Then I'll have a look tomorrow. Go down to the beach tomorrow and see what's happening. But until then, tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Yes, there definitely was a lot of sandies in your area. And that ginger beer watercolor you're talking about, that is exactly what we want. So that is Warner Beach pulling in those inedible action. Now, if you thought South Coast was looking amazing, guys, listen to Mike V from Durban and listen to Brad, who's right behind him, with that offshore report.
How's it, guys? Yes, rock and surf angling this weekend, or the last week, fired like hell. From edibles to inedibles to, you pick it. The guys were catching it. I think you could do that. I saw hammers. I saw greys, spinners, sandies, honeys. It was quite wild. Wherever you went, almost every beach I heard of had a bite. Between all that, the guys got some nice edibles as well. A couple good-sized stumpies, some grunters, cob, things like that. So, yeah, on the rock and surf side, it was smoking the last week. The flat sea, stable conditions, and the fish ate beautifully. Paddle skis and the ski boaters also had the same thing with kuta, some snook. Saw pictures of tunny. There's lovely doggers were being caught, killbeck, all that stuff. Your normal rock cod slingers, all that sort of thing. Chowed also. The guys, yeah, got their fills. They had fun on the boats. As much as the rock and surf oaks think I do. The bay also having some lovely kingies in it. Not a lot of them. They seem to have slowed down a little bit. But there were some good-sized kingies caught up to like 3 kilos on the ultralight. The guys also got some beautiful grunter. I saw a picture of one of 79 centimeters. So, yeah, some lovely grunter coming out in the bay. Guys, stable conditions, all that sort of thing. For the next couple of days, the bite must still carry on and be on. I can't see there being no bite. So enjoy, have a good one, and take it easy.
Well, good morning, guys. Brad Jarlinski, Fishing Charters. The fishing report for the last week. Well, guys, things seem to be improving quite a bit at the moment with the water temperature getting slightly warmer as the days go on and summer arrives. Over the last week, we managed to get a couple of green popcorn bream Dorado. Guys, the bottom fishing has been pretty good. There's been quite a few yellowtail, some doggers, killbeck, general fishing, nice big soldiers, big slingers. Also in the shallows, guys, there's still plenty garrick, quite a few nice big GTs coming out. Yeah, so guys, for the people who want to go spend the time out there, it's worthwhile at the moment. So we've got everything from the deep to the shallow working. So guys, plenty of space for everyone to go have some fun. Guys, thank you very much. Speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. I absolutely love it. Like you said, you name it, we've had it. That is Durban. And as Brad was talking about some GTs, how about that GT from Jace Govender? Yo, off the rock and surf side, guys, the big fish are here, the summer fish are here, and we are going to be enjoying it, loving every moment of it. Now, on the North Coast, it is all about that inedible action as well, and we're going to start it off with Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. And I hope everybody's getting out there and getting some of the summer action. We've seen a lot of reports coming through recently of guys catching flatfish, sharks. There's just an absolute ton around, which is quite nice because we haven't had a heck of a lot of inedibles action for the last few months, really. And when I say it's picked up just overnight. So we've had reports of browns, blues, diamonds, honeycombs, sandies. A mixture of sharks, a lot of hammerhead sharks around, a lot of grey sharks around. Nothing massive just yet. I did hear that the guys further north are catching or hooking into a lot of big fish, but not getting them out. I'm led to believe that it's mostly big blackfin, maybe a Zambie or two, but a lot of fish around. So I think the concentration this in the next month or two is just going to be your non-eggs. And I think we're off to a fantastic start. As far as the edibles go, we've seen a couple of fish. Weird catches like snook and garrick coming out when nobody would expect them to come out. So that's positive as well. And all quiet on everything else. Even the shad seems to have slowed down a little bit, which is good news in my opinion. Guys, get out there, go catch some bigger fish.
Thank you, Jesse. Yes, that bigger fish we shall catch. Inedible action, like we were saying. Flatty sharks, a great time out there. And in that offshore side, yeah, that Dorado snook cooter, that's definitely on the bite. So guys, moving further up to Umshlali, well, go and check out our YouTube video because that's where Martin has got the visuals. The water is looking absolute perler. It is so clean, so blue. Yes, get out there and get some fishing done. Now, moving on up to Stanger, Blithedale, and Bolito. Well, Sufika from Duguza told me that's the same story. All flatfish. There's a lot of sandies around, guys. So, apart from that, if you are chasing some edibles, there has been the odd stumpy coming out, but it's mainly all about that shark action. And if you are heading off to Mtinzini Bank, well, I got a report from Nick yesterday, actually. And the diamonds are here, guys. They are coming over the stone wall. Well, they're coming over the banks in between the stone wall and the river mouth. So, if you are chasing the diamonds, Nick says there are about 40 kilo plus. There's a few of them. Diamond action, boys. Get out there. Get those rods bending. Moving on up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia. Well, once again, it's all about that shark action. So, nothing else on the rock and surf side. Nothing much that I've heard of on the bay end. However, the offshore side. Guys, it is a tuna fest. It is a Dorado fest. I mean, beautiful catches off Dorado. Lots of dotties out there. So if you are heading out there and you do not have a boat, go and book a charter and get fishing because, guys, that summer season is already well on the way. Now that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg. And this is his fishing report of the Midlands.
Hey there, guys. So, anybody else feeling this crazy heat the last week, which has unfortunately left us with really not much to report on this weekend? Oh, but wait, hang on. Christmas has come early with the Kingfisher's crazy Black Friday sale this weekend, Thursday through Saturday. Get in or miss out. You know what to do. So, jokes aside, on the fishing front, the fish seem to be just as excited as there have been some great reports coming in across a spectrum of species. Trouts, yellows, bass and carp. With not much to speak of in the rain forecast, it's time to get out and make hay while the sun shines. Top tip, guys, don't forget your sunblock because otherwise you're going to know all about it the following day. Reports indicate that the Midlands has received anywhere between 14 and 42 mils, round about average of 20 mils last weekend, which has left some rivers raging and others high and dry. Some fishing returns from the Natal Flyfishers Club anglers noted that the rivers were low and while no water temperatures were reported, warm, quote unquote, was noted in one of the returns. Not really surprising in this heat, I guess. Local author and angler Andrew Fowler reported 24 degrees on a recent outing. That's a tad warm for cool water loving trout. The Moy River received the most attention, with the Bushmans and Mgani rivers also being visited. And returns indicate that a good number of their respective brown trout population showed up and played along. Fish were predominantly in the 9 to 13 inch, that is 23 to 33 centimeter bracket, with some bigger specimens in the 13 to 15 inch, or 33 to 38 centimeters, and 17 to 19 inch, 43 to 48 centimeter class. No flies mentioned, but if water temperatures are already up, fish will be holding in the deeper cool water, so nymphing will be the name of the game. With only two returns over the last week, trudging a naked stillwater bank or even bobbing about in a float tube in the current blistering heat is clearly not everybody's cup of tea. Fish reported were in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeters, and 13 to 15 inch, or 33 to 38 centimeter bracket. Of interest is that the second group of larger fish were reportedly all brown trout, usually scarce in still waters. Again, no water temperatures reported, and with no 16 to 20 inch, that is 40 to 50 centimeter fish listed in the returns, it appears that the bigger specimens managed to avoid the temptations of the fly, and in all probability are staying deep in the cooler water. As water temperature rises, restrict your fishing activities to an early morning session. Take advantage of fish foraging in the post-nighttime cooler waters, and then be off the water by mid-morning. The bass fishing is reportedly on at both Albert Falls and Midmar, with some excellent fish coming out in the 3 to 5 kilo range. In addition to the bass, with the early morning flat calm conditions, the carp have been on the surface at Albert Falls and getting stuck into rafts of midges. Great fun for the fly guys on a small number 16 dry fly pattern in black and white livery, on a good hook, it was commented, with nothing less than 8-pound tippet and a gentle leading presentation so as not to spook the fish. It's required to get stuck into these tackle busters. And even then, a few lost fish and straightened hooks make them worthwhile quarry. This weekend sees the St. John's DSG PA annual fishing competition at the Bainfields Big Dam, Bainfields Estate. So guys, tight lines to all the anglers taking part. A quick update on the Albert Falls hippo is that he or she is still wandering the lake shores, last seen in the Pelican Bay area. Word is that the hippo is due to be uplifted and returned to where it came from, which is good news. In the meantime, again, all guests visiting Albert Falls are requested to be vigilant and inform the reserve manager of any sightings of the wee beastie. With summer settling in, the yellowfish will be starting to get into gear. Word is that there have been some good scalies at the top of Midmar and Cascades area, and with the holiday season fast approaching, Stokefontein anglers are also getting into gear. But guys, before heading north, check out to make sure you've got 2 or 3 days of sunshine weather, and then it's game on in the warmer surface waters. So guys, tight lines everyone, get up there and throw a line, but we'll see you all in store for this Black Friday weekend before.
Thank you, Jan. What a great way to round off the show. I think you mentioned every freshwater species that we have in KZN, and yes, it has been caught, and they will continue to be caught as the season gets even better. Guys, like Jan was saying, the great news is that Christmas came early. It is that Kingfisher Black Friday sale. Like we said, 20% off everything. They are open every day of the week on all the branches. So check out their trading times, because on the weekends, I think they close at 1. The boys got to go and fish as well, right? So yeah, like we said, 20% off everything excluding Shimano, bait, and of course, those products are already marked down. So guys, get out there. KZN is on absolute fire from the South Coast to the North Coast, inland, no matter what species you are targeting, you name it, you will catch it, but especially if it's on that inedible action on your rock and surf side. So until next week, I wish you all the best on this Black Friday. Take full advantage of these deals, guys. The fish are here. And when you are out there fishing, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy. Respect your bag limits and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.